Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, servicemen of the United Nations. Here is Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to act as your mistress of ceremonies is a girl who is a top favorite of GIs all over the globe, Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Harry Von Zell. Hiya, fellas. Well, I won't waste much time with chatter. Just get right down to the business of our show. Here's a threesome you all like, the King Cole Trio. And they start the joint jumping with the man on the little white keys.
Here we are together, and we're in the mood to swing. First, I'd like to tell you about the rhythm that we bring. Now on my right flank is a guy who plays a mad guitar. And when he takes a solo flight, he shoots up to a star. Now on my left flank is a boy who plays a mighty bass. And when he takes a solo jack, his rhythm rocks the place. Now hold it just a second, bud. Don't flip another bop. And let us tell the people who we think is really tops. Now in this corner sits a guy who plays the job of keys. Just hold on, relax yourself, and listen if you please. Your praise of me is high. Now come on, let's combine this jive and let the rhythm fly. Rhythm is our specialty. We always try to please. A bass, a guitar, and the man on a little white key. Hear this rockin' Cassidy, you can't catch baby feet. A bass, a guitar, and the man on a little white key. If you're out for mellow evening, we will be around. I want some robin, not that sobbing, bust your car and lay it down. Dig this solid, tuning, grooving, swinging it out with ease. A bass, a guitar, and the man on a little white key. And the man on the little white key.
Grand King Cole Trio, that was really groovy. Second out of the mailbag comes that character, Bora Minovich and his rascals, who harmonicize Brazil. Rascals, take it away. Why, thank you, Bora Minovich. You fellas really make music. Now, fellas, here's a swell gal who has one of the world's greatest personalities. From head to foot, Dorothy L'Amour. And Miss Dorothy's going to tell us about personality in song.
Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Hero in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can learn to spell and take dictation well and never sit on the boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bowed at the knee if she can show a faultless personality. And why are certain girls offered carriages and sable coats and marriages by men who wear their spats right? That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like my personality. Personality.
Oh, that was great, Dorothy. Thank you. Now to mail call comes a gentleman who plays keys that a lot of people didn't even know were on the piano. Art Tatum. And with Art is a solid favorite of yours, Les Paul, with his super-educated guitar. They play Somebody Loves Me. Art Tatum and Les Paul. Oh, that was wonderful. An encore now, please. Art Tatum. You know, this afternoon I was at one of the moving picture studios to see producer Mark Hellinger, who wanted to talk to me about a new part. Well, first Danny Kaye arrived in the reception room, and then, as we got to talking...
Well, if it isn't Dinah Shore and my pal Danny Kaye. How are you, kid?
Well, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
And Mabel. Hello, Mabel.
Hello, lover boy.
Why, Mabel Gumshiner, how you talk. Well, you better announce me. You know, kids, Mark is going to make a picture called The Life of Jack Benny.
The Life of Jack Benny?
Yeah, me.
Gee, that's great.
You can all go into Mr. Hellinger's office now. He wants to see you all together.
Oh, are Dinah and Danny going to be in the picture, too?
I guess so.
Think of that. Two great singers and a great comedian in one picture. Gee, how can I miss? Come on, kids. Well, Mark, here we are.
Oh, come in, come in. Please sit down, everybody.
You know, Mark, ever since you called me and told me about the life of Jack Benny, I haven't been able to sleep a wink.
But I just told you about it this morning.
I know, but I usually take 4 or 5 naps during the day. I'm a regular cat.
I see. Anyhow, for some time I plan to make this picture about your life, Jack.
Yes, yes.
It's a good idea for a picture, but I just couldn't find the right person to play the lead.
You couldn't, eh?
No. But after seeing Danny in his new picture, I've decided he's just the fellow to play Jack Benny.
Well, for heaven's sake, what's wrong with me?
You're not the type.
I'm sorry about this, Jack.
Well, what do you think I am? Now, listen. Mr. Hellinger.
Jack, would you please go over in the corner and take a nap? You'll be in the picture.
I will?
Yes, Danny will be Jack Benny, and Jack, you will play the part of your father.
But, Mark, look, I should play Jack Benny. After all, I've done so many things that nobody knows about but me.
Well, you can tell them to me, and I'll put them in the script.
Are you kidding?
Jack, you'll be the father. And I think Dinah will be excellent for the part of Jack's girlhood sweetheart.
So do I.
You keep out of this.
Yes, father.
New sensation. Don't father me, you traitor.
So Dinah will be Jack's sweetheart, the girl he loved in Waukegan.
What's my name, Mr. Hellinger?
Millicent Fairchild.
Millicent Fairchild? What are you talking about? The name of my girlfriend in Waukegan was Gussie Bagelquist. Bagelquist, not Fairchild.
We can't use Gussie Bagelquist. The name doesn't sound romantic.
No, she was a darn pretty girl. It so happens that I got a snapshot of her right here in my pocket. Here, take a look at that.
Say, she is pretty.
I told you.
But what's that thing she's holding in her right arm?
That's a horse's hind leg. Gussie was a blacksmith.
A blacksmith? What's that?
For your information, city boy, a blacksmith puts shoes on horses. And if you ask me if they're open-toed, I'll smack you right in the jaw.
Well, I don't see why you're mad at me, Jack. This isn't my idea.
Oh, yeah? To think, Mr. K, that I loaned you the money to come out to Hollywood.
I know.
Sure, you know.
But 22%! I could have done better at a bank.
What do you think the Benny Trust Company is, a chili bowl?
Jack, please. Banking hours are over. Now, I have some rough scenes laid out here, and I want to get your opinion on them.
Okay. Rough scenes.
I figure the picture should open in a little farmhouse where you were born.
I wasn't born on a farm. I was born right in town on Genesee Street.
Well, we'll have to make it a farm. I've already hired several cows and pigs and chickens.
But, Mark...
No buts. The farm is a much better locale.
Say, Mr. Hellinger, I hate to complain about this, but I'm afraid of cows and pigs and chickens. Gosh, I've never even seen one in person.
You don't see animals in person, Saphead.
Oh, that's bad, Danny. That's bad. Well, I guess the farm idea is out.
I'm not afraid of animals.
We'll start the story in town. And, little Jackie Benny is in the parlor practicing his singing lesson.
Singing lesson? I study the violin.
But Danny can't play the violin.
So what? The life of Jack Benny without a violin is like corned beef and cabbage without corned beef.
Well, there's a war going on.
What's that got to do with it? The life of Jack Benny without a violin.
That's right.
The silliest thing I ever heard of. Well, I give up.
Now, Danny, in the picture, you're supposed to be a musical prodigy. You're familiar with all the great symphonies, even though you're a child.
Oh, that's fine, Mark, because, you know, I love all the Russian composers.
But you never even heard of more than three Russian composers.
Oh, yes, I have, Danny.
All right, name four Russian composers.
Four? I can name 56 of them. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Avensky, and Tchaikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnin, Krizhinovsky, Kudovsky, Atabuchev, Monoyusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Yemkin, Goroschenko. There's Glinkler, Winkler, Bortnyansky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Mitter, Balakirov, Zoratorov, and Koschinsky, and Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukelsky, and Kranovsky, and Shostakovich, Bora, Dinglier, and Novakovsky. There's Lyedov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko, and Dargomisky, Chermachev, Skriab, and Vasilenko, Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Musovsky, and Grachaninov, and Gazunov, and Sesev, Kukalinikov, Rachmaninov, Stravinsky, and Grachaninov. Rumchinsky and Rachmaninoff. I really have to stop. The subject has been brought to Paninoff.
Rumchinsky, Grachaninoff, Rumchinsky, Rachmaninoff. I really have to stop. The subject has been brought to Paninoff.
Gee, where'd you get all those names? It's more composers than even I know. And I'm really an authority.
Jack, please. I'm trying to explain the script to Danny.
I'm sorry. Imagine, 56 composers.
Now, here's a thing I want you to try, Danny. It's where you come in and ask your father for... In this scene, Danny, you come in and ask your father for...
30 composers.
In the same scene, Danny, you come in and ask your father for money to buy roller skates. You read the father's part, Jack.
Okay, why? I'll never know.
Oh, stop mumbling. Go ahead, Danny.
Dadichka. Dadichka, could I please have $4 to buy rolling skates?
Hey, wait a minute. What's the idea of doing Russian?
Well, isn't Waukegan in Russia?
Waukegan is in Illinois. I was born in a log cabin like Lincoln. Jesus.
Oh, Danny, try it again. Remember, you're a little country boy.
Okay.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, could I have $4 to buy a pair of roller skates? Oh, boy. Paul.
What do you think I was when I was a kid, a moron? Heavens to Betsy.
Try it as a city boy, Danny, a city boy.
Yeah, anything but that.
All right, a city boy. Hey, Jake!
Hey, Bub, can I put the bite on you for four frogs against to buy a pair of roller skates? Everybody in Brooklyn,
now cut
it.
That out!
Listen, Mark, this guy's trying to ruin my life.
Now, Jack.
All I was trying to
no
do...
No explanation.
Just...
I'm getting out of here. You can keep your picture, Mr. Hellinger. Let Mr. K play both me and my father. So long.
Dinah, how about one of your grand songs at this point in the show?
I'd love to, Harry. With my high-starched collar and my high-top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brakes. Bump, bump, bump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel his heart shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reads.
Stop, stop went the motor. Flop, flop went the brain. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel a car shake. I tipped my hat, I took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet.
He asked my name, I held my breath.
I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheel.
Stop, stop. Went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine
to the end of the line.
Fellas, the end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Dinah Shore, Danny Kaye, Jack Benny, Mark Hellinger, Art Tatum, Les Paul, Dorothy L'Amour, Bora Minovich, the King Cole Trio, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.